according to Hunter Water, more than 100 litres can be used in a standard washing of the car.
So if you're going to use a bucket, maybe a 10-litre bucket, you're already saving 90% of that water. So 100 litres is incredible. We've got level one water restrictions on the way from Monday in the Lower Hunter. So thanks for your tips on how you can effectively wash your car while still saving water. Mitch Feenan is a local car detailer. He's here to help you out with some water-wise tips. Good morning, Mitch.
Hi, how you going?
Good. You go to people's homes and detail their cars. How do you save water, you know, in a dry time like we're in now, when you also need to get those cars washed?
The biggest way for me is I actually use a pressure cleaner. Pressure cleaners use a lot less water than just your typical garden hose, and they also increase the cleaning power. But, yeah, for me, a pressure cleaner will use a lot less water than a garden hose.
Right. That's very cool. What about if we're doing it ourselves? What are the main things we can do at home to wash the car but also save water?
The biggest thing you can do is have a nozzle on the end of your hose if you've only got a hose and you don't have access to a pressure cleaner. I see some people when I'm driving around and they don't have a nozzle and the water's just running down the driveway or on the grass. That is just wasting a lot of water. Another way is not to wash the car in the middle of the day when it's hot, particularly in summer. It just evaporates a lot of that water that you're using. If you do it either late in the afternoon or early morning, you'll save water. And it's also easier to do. It's not so hot, especially on dark-coloured cars.
Oh, yeah. So you're not spraying the water on, then having it evaporate and dry off by the time you get to it with the sudsy cloth or something like that.
Pretty much, yeah. And it makes the whole thing a lot more pleasant. As someone who does this for a living, I always prefer to wash cars down early in the morning. It's just easier for my job, and it's not only saves water, but it's just a lot easier. It's not so hot either.
Now, Mitch, we know it's good to wash your car on the grass to reduce runoff into storm water. So what do we do if we don't have a front yard? Or, like me, you live in an apartment.
If the apartment complex doesn't have a place to wash it, you can go to one of those self-serve car washes. They actually recycle a lot of their water, so that's an option. There's another option that you can do known as rinseless washing. I use it in my business, even on my own cars. Basically, use about probably 8 litres of water to wash your car, and you don't have to hose it off. So if your car's not super dirty, you just apply this solution on, and then you use a microfiber drying towel, and you just dry the car as you're going.
Oh, that's a product that you buy, is it?
Yeah, it's not well known, but it is a very efficient way of detailing cars. It's really good for, like, weekly washes and stuff.
Yeah.
When the car's not really dirty, it's a lot faster. And, yeah, use about 8 litres of water, and then you can just tip that out on some grass or somewhere like that.
And 8 litres, that's less than your standard bucket, so that's not bad. How often does your car really need to be cleaned, Mitch? Let's get honest here.
Look, ideally every fortnight, but I would say monthly is a good minimum sort of thing. Weekly is obviously, you know, the best, but I would say fortnightly. A lot of my maintenance clients are around fortnightly to a month. That generally keeps the cars in pretty good order. It also just depends on the weather. Like if we have 2 weeks of rain and that, you might not do it every week. If we have a lot of rain, if it's really dry, you might not. It might just get a bit dusty. But, yeah, I'd say every 2 to 4 weeks.
Is it because it's better for the Duco? Like we're not just talking about aesthetics here.
Yeah, look, it's better to keep the dirt off. Also getting the bugs off and stuff because bugs tend to eat into your paint a little bit. Things like bird poo can get left on there too long. If you get bird poo on your paint, you're better off getting off as quick as you can. It can actually eat through your clear coat.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're better off just getting that off as soon as possible.
I got it. I might have to go.
You need to wash your car more often.
It sits next to Dan in the car park here, and mine is shameful compared to his. Does water restrictions make it tricky for you to run your business, Mitch? Or do you get some kind of special dispensation, or how does that work?
Look, stage one doesn't really matter too much to me. Because I use a pressure cleaner already all the time, I'm well within what's allowed. So basically, I can even use a nozzle on the end of the hose. But if it starts going up, then I have to look at things to try and, I guess, get exemptions for little things and that. But for stage one, what I'm doing is perfectly fine.
And you mentioned car washes earlier. Mitch, how good are they at saving water?
Oh, they're pretty good. They recycle a lot of their water, most of them. So they just filter it out through an oil separator, most of them. You can't save every bit because obviously you lose some in chamois, evaporation and stuff, but they do save quite a bit of water.